Hello and welcome everyone to Mormon Tabernacle Choir Premieres on the Mormon Channel. I'm Heidi Swinton, your host today, and I'm here with Mac Wilbur, the music director of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, that's a name everybody knows, and Ryan Murphy, the associate director. Our program today is featuring the new Mormon Tabernacle Choir album, Let the Season In. Now, this is also in a DVD format, so you can get it either way. This is the program from the Christmas of 2013 featuring Deborah Voigt and John Reese Davis. And we're going to start out by just talking briefly about the theme that seems to weave through this music, the theme that came out in the concert last year. 80,000 people saw this concert live, and the music from the concert is what you're hearing when you listen to the recording. So, Mac, talk to us a little bit about the theme. It seemed to be based around the Christmas Carol and John Reese Davies sharing some stories from that and the music coming from that era in England. Just give us a little background on what was going on stage with the theme.
Well, first of all, Heidi, it's a pleasure to be with you, and always enjoy talking about this concert, although we're always thinking ahead to the next concert, so it takes a moment to adjust one's thinking to remember what we did last year. And in thinking back, we knew that we wanted to present the story behind the one of the most famous stories ever, The Christmas Carol of Charles Dickens. And so you might say that the era of Dickens was very much a part of not only the music, but the set as well. And we had a lot of fun doing this concert.
You won't hear it in the music, but I do remember John Reese Davis flying out over the audience.
We always try to find at least one major surprise in each concert, and that, I think, was a big surprise to most people.
I think that was a big surprise, and it worked. He didn't come down over section five.
That's right. We were grateful for that.
We are grateful for that. When you put together a concert, do you start with the theme? Do you start with the guest artist you want to bring in? Do you start with particular music you want to sing and then build around it, or do you do all three at once?
I was going to say, I think it's all of the above.
Yeah.
I have lots of music that I would like to do. There's lots of really wonderful, great Christmas music, and certainly more than one could do in a lifetime. So I'm always thinking about those things that I love and would love to do. And then that is coupled with whom our guest artists may be, and then also the theme of the evening or of the concert.
And they've all been so different. I think that the success, everyone walks out of the concert and says, how are they going to top that? And I think you don't try and top it.
That's actually a blessing and a curse, both. But we're grateful.
Yeah. And you come up with a new way to come at it so that you don't really have to top it. You just say, oh, we could do it this way.
That's correct. It's pretty hard to top some of the guest artists that we've had and also some of the things that we've done. And so instead of trying to top it, we simply go in a different direction. And so far, so good. But we hope that it will continue as the years roll by.
Well, they continue to get better. So I think you're on safe ground. One of the things that I liked about this CD and referencing the concert itself is that you begin with the choir. This
yes.
is the choir's program.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's intentional or not, but I just like that resonance coming from the choir that opens it. And in this particular case, this is an arrangement of yours, and you've done it with David Warner. He's in a couple of the songs
yes.
with you. You've collaborated
yes.
with him before.
Yes, David is, of course, very gifted, and we're grateful to have David to help us on many of the projects that we do.
So we do Christmas Is Coming, and it's the opener, and it's really based on that Christmas Is Coming, the goose is getting fat.
That's right.
I love the background on this, that the goose is kind of what the common folk would have had for Christmas dinner. And those who were a little bit more well-heeled, we could say, would have a turkey.
Right.
So talk to us a little bit about the music as you